Does your daily prayer ever sound like this? Lord, here I am again, coming to you with the same issues, the same struggles, the same drama, longing to see change in areas of my life, yet once again, seeing the same results. Same. One morning after a rain, I took a walk outside, barefoot, breathing in and looking up. I began to pray, and my prayer was like the same song, different verse. Here I am once again, Lord, looking up and in desperate need of your grace in this same area. The thorn in my flesh is still there. If that's your prayer today, know this, you're not alone. God offers us new morning mercies, grace sufficiently poured out for each day. So why am I constantly surprised by my ongoing need of it? In Matthew 26, Jesus asked his disciples to pray with him in the garden. They kept falling asleep. Jesus spoke the words I speak over myself all the time. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. I don't know. I think the reality is God pours out grace for us way more freely than we want to allow ourselves to receive. We desire perfection, thinking we should be able to achieve it, yet the struggle remains. 2 Corinthians 12:9. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you. For my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me." The Apostle Paul had been pleading with the Lord to remove the thorn in his flesh. We don't know exactly what this thorn was, but what matters is what Jesus said to him in response. "My grace is enough for you, and where you are weak, I am strong." His grace is enough. Even when the struggle remains and the prayer is still, "Lord, here I am again." We are all broken and messy. And yes, we want so desperately to be done with certain weaknesses, temptations, or thorns. But what if that struggle, that conviction is what keeps us falling on our knees, depending on Jesus for our strength? It's in that most humble posture of the heart where often he wants to use us most. You're struggling with this. Me too. Same. But guess what? God is with me in the midst of it. His power is perfect. It rests on me when I am weak and I run to him daily for strength. I was inspired by poetry blogger at Hannah Rowe Writes. She wrote these words. Same. I still haven't figured out how to keep my shower floor clean or make morning smoothies or respond to stress calmly. Same, 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 my friends tell me, a love note of sorts. Maybe the world doesn't need us to cut down on carbs or make more money or waste less time. Maybe instead it needs us to reach those who feel alone in their messy homes or difficult relationships or unresolved issues. To impress less and connect more. To share one simple message. Same, 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 same. Is your life far from perfect, struggling with some of the same old mess? Same. But God's grace meets me there. Where I am weak, he is strong. That's the truth. God's grace will meet you too, right where you are. Give your heart, your life, and your daily struggle to Jesus. Then be honest about it, and you'll see you're not alone. I'm Lori Klein.